Hey kids, how you doing? Good to be with you, huh? Yeah, huh? Needed a plumber over the weekend, which is a difficult time to get a plumber over the weekend. Difficult time to get anything over the weekend. So I went to Angie's List, which is interesting. They list all kinds of plumbers and electricians and home improvement things. And a friend told me about Angie's List. I don't know who Angie is. I have no idea. I've never met anybody named Angie, as a matter of fact. It's never happened to me before. The fact she has a list is amazing to me. So someone told me about it in the middle of last week, and then I had the plumbing problem, and I wanted to go online and find somebody. And I kept saying to myself, oh, man, what's the name of that list? I can't remember the name of that girl with the list to get a plumber. I couldn't remember what it was. My memory's not very good. And so I went online. I had to find a plumber. And I got to tell you, there are some very, very, very weird plumbers on Schindler's List. Too soon?
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird. If you like that sort of thing.
I guess it was Angie, it wasn't Schindler.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome to the program. Pleasure to be with you. Right now, I feel a little naked. I'm wearing clothes, but I feel a little naked, and this is why. My cell phone doesn't work anymore. The battery's good because it starts up and all that, but I can't, I just get a black screen. I get the startup screen and then I get a black screen and that's the end of it. So I'm cell phone less and it feels like I'm naked. It feels like I'm not wearing any clothes. I have become so dependent on this stupid freaking cell phone. It's awful. It's just awful. I don't know what the hell's going on anymore. I'm lost. I'm lost. I'm lost in the valley of no cell phones. There have been a few times in my life when I left my house and I didn't realize I didn't have my cell phone until I was like 5 minutes away. And I went through a whole process. Should I turn around and get my cell phone so that I feel complete? But I didn't both those times, and they were horrible times. I felt so disconnected, like I was on another planet or something. Everybody else is walking around with cell phones, but I forgot mine at home. Ooh, poor me. I'm a misfit of society. Well, now my cell phone doesn't work at all. It's just a blank screen, and it's sick and it's sad. So now I have to spend, what, $800 to get another cell phone? What's going on? Remember the good old days where every 2 years, you could get a brand new cell phone that wouldn't cost you a dime? Do you remember what happened to those days? How'd they get away with that? Now you can't do that anymore. What happened? Where'd the days go? It's so sad. Anyway, I did have occasion to use Angie's List. And again, I have no idea who this woman is. I don't know why I would trust her. I don't know her. don't know who Angie is. She could be some overweight lady who can't fit through the door smoking cigarettes and drinking alcohol all day, and she just sits there and makes up people that you can call if you need a plumber. Angie, you don't understand. Plumbing's very important. Without plumbing, you got nothing. You got no way to flush that toilet. Do you ever have your toilet break and then you're in a panic? Even if you have a second bathroom, you're one bathroom down. Bathroom down, bathroom down. You panic. I've got to get it fixed immediately. Well, it's a Sunday. Can't you wait until Monday? No. Well, that was my problem. It happened on a Saturday night, so I had to wait all through Sunday, and then Monday was Labor Day, when you're not supposed to work, so I couldn't get any plumber on Labor Day, so I was without a toilet for 2 days. And I went crazy going to all Angie's List, Bob's List, Cynthia's List. I have no idea who these people are. I think they're a bunch of people that just get together and say, let's scam Van Damme. Just come up with some names, put them in. These aren't really plumbers, they're bakers or something. They're out of work, they're unemployed people. they have no degrees whatsoever. If they went to college, then they just got a Bachelor of Arts in English. They don't know what they're doing. Why do people go to college and get English degrees? You know, just liberal arts degrees. What good are those things? If everybody has a college degree or can lie about it, why would you just get a liberal arts? What the hell does that even mean? Liberal arts? What are you talking about? What is that? It's an English class. It's all it is. You know, it's all it is. You shouldn't even have to go to class for that degree. Just give them the money. They'll give you the paper. Don't even get out of bed. What's the point? It's useless stuff. They won't even take you at a Wendy's without a liberal arts degree. Wendy's List. Wendy's List is a list comprised of people that have worked at Wendy's. Give them a call. And I don't understand this list stuff. I don't get it. They're not, you know, this. They have 5 stars. Oh, this contractor got 5 stars on Angie's List. 5 stars. And then you look and see how many reviews there were. 2. The guy's brother and the guy's sister-in-law. These are the 2 people that gave the ratings of 5 stars. This plumber who doesn't even know what a plunger is. can you bring a plunger? My toilet is... Plunger? I don't even know. I have a snake. Well, bring the snake over. Well, why would I bring my snake to your house? It's in an aquarium tank. Why? No, it's so stupid. 5 stars, really? Do you ever get so mad at a person that they do the online surveys? Like when you go into CVS and you buy something, the next day online they send you a survey. You visited a CVS yesterday, didn't you? How did you know? We know everything. Would you mind taking this online survey at the end? You could win something. All right. I love to give my opinions. When you came into the CVS, were you greeted by a store employee? No. When does that happen? This isn't the Walmart. What are you talking about? CVS doesn't greet you when you walk in the door. Did you find everything you were looking for? No. You don't sell bananas. I had to go to a supermarket to pick up a banana. Was the checkout person friendly and courteous? What are they supposed to do? Give me a back massage? What's friendly? Did they say hello? I don't know. I don't remember, and I kind of don't care. Did you have a long wait to check out at the register? Yeah, I did. I always do. CVS is the one place, one store, where you walk up to the counter to pay for your stuff, and there's nobody there. They have a little bell, like in a hotel. Ding. For service, ring the bell. And how many employees does CVS have? One? Do they have one employee for all their stores? Because, I mean, they're always putting stock away or walking down the aisle helping another customer. I'm ready to check out. There's nobody there. So I have to ding the bell. What am I, in a general store in Hooterville? What the hell's going on here? This is a CVS. I couldn't work at any of those stores because you got to wear those stupid little uniforms. Any store where you have to wear a stupid polo shirt with a name tag, no, no. After you're like 16 years old, you shouldn't be wearing polo shirts anymore. It's just, what are you doing? Grow up. I usually leave with more receipts and more coupons from a CVS than I do the merchandise that I bought. Honey, want to back up the car?
Why, you were just supposed to buy some socks.
Yeah, but you got to back up the car. I've got like 5 barrels of coupons here. None of them do I need. I love the coupons where save $10. A $10 gift for you. Spend it at any store or online. $10, that's fantastic. CVS is pretty cool. Then you read the fine print. When you spend $7,000 or more. I'm not going to spend $7,000 at a CVS unless I bought a franchise. What's with these people? I sometimes like to go to the 24-hour CVSs. Those are the ones that never close. They're a lot of fun. Simply from the standpoint that I like to observe the people that are working all night. You go in at 4 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, and just stare at the person who's working at the CVS and try to figure out what their lives are like.
What do you do for a living, Jack?
Oh, CVS.
Oh, cool. Cool. When are you there?
Between midnight and 6 in the morning.
Oh. What, are you crazy?
I know. You figure they could close the store. I mean, come on. Why do you have to be open 24 hours?
Well, maybe some people get sick and they need a prescription or something.
No, the pharmacy is closed. It's just the damn store that's open. You can buy cough syrup, I guess, if you don't have any. If that's a reason to keep a store open 24 hours, then I kind of don't get it.
We're always open. Come on in.
Bums, vagrants, come on in. Come on in. Come on. It's 10 degrees outside. It's a snowstorm. Come on in, old. Come on. Homeless, come on in. Homeless, aisle 2. If you're homeless, aisle 2, please. What kind of thing is that? Have you been to the CVS care thing? The care clinic, the CVS clinic there. So that's always open too, but not all the time. A 24-hour CVS. I want to have fill a prescription. That's not open. Sorry. Well, then I need your clinic. That's closed. That's closed. Store's open, but nothing else. Nothing. You can't.
All right, I want to buy some cough syrup.
No, I'm sorry. No, register's closed. Store's open, register's closed. I'm sorry. Just ring the little bell. That's all. Ring the little bell. Someone will be with you. In about 6 hours, they'll be with you. And then we'll send you a survey and ask you how well we did. Wow. I kid CVS because it basically has no competitors. It used to be Walmart. Not Walmart, Walgreens. Oh, all these Wal stores, they confuse me. Walgreens used to be across the street from every CVS. It was Pharmacy Corner in most towns and cities across the United States. Now Walgreens has started shutting down stores. They pretty much said, CVS, you win. You pay for all the brick and mortar. We're out of here. There are a couple of Walgreens left, some of the battle zones. CVS is pretty much everywhere. Not only do I have a CVS on the corner, I got a CVS in my basement. Not well staffed. I have to ring the bell quite a bit. I don't know. I'm becoming very disillusioned with over-the-counter stuff as well. I don't like over-the-counter stuff because I don't understand what it means. They sell me stuff so I can sleep all night, get rid of my cold, get rid of my headaches. Little rash on my hand, get rid of that. Little back pain, get some Icy Hot, some Bengay. Bengay was like way ahead of its time, right? I thought Bengay was only for homosexuals. I really did when I was younger. And then I found out anybody can use it. Way ahead of its time. Way ahead of its time. And you think by now they would have changed the name. Where did that name come from, by the way? Ben Gay? There must have been some guy named Ben, who was gay, and said, I'm naming this soothing gel and cream after me and my sexual preference. Wow. Bold. Bold back then. And nobody thought twice about it. Do you know that back in the day, so to speak, the 1940s and 50s, that kind of thing, the word gay meant happy. I don't really know how the word gay, why am I even talking about this? I was talking about CVS. I don't trust the over-the-counter stuff because it's not approved by the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration. And they, of course, are the medical gods. If they approve it, well, it must be good. I don't think so. I don't like putting things in my body. Food, I love. I love to put food in my body. Pills, not so much. I don't trust these herbal supplements. I don't know what they're putting in this stuff. There's red dye number 2, number 7, number 8. They've got all kinds of additives in it, and I don't know what I'm ingesting on a daily basis. Fish oil, I mean, where are you getting this from? What do you do? You hypodermic needer, and then you extract the fish oil from a fish? What happens to the fish after that? It's a catch and release situation? I don't understand what's going on. I just don't understand what's going on. I don't know enough about it. And they put all these pills in these little gel caps. So now I'm eating gelatin all the time. Is that like Jell-O? I don't know. Is that artificial? I think it is. It's not natural intestine pig skin, is it? I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea. I'm trusting all these people. Just like Angie. And her list. I'm too trusting. Angie.
Hey, this is Bobby Marone, former heavyweight contender. But you know me as the guy who runs the area's favorite Italian restaurant.
It's Headshots, Bobby.
Headshots. Thank you. Hey, do you like pasta? Of course you do. Then you gotta come to Headshots this month for Pasta La Musa.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Pacula.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta La Nusa.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Paducah.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Patchouli.
Nice. Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Potato.
Pasta Palooza.
Mr. Potato.
Back on track, Bobby. Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Fajoule.
On the menu, but Pasta Palooza.
Patsy Cline.
No idea where that came from.
Pasta Canunza.
Pasta Palooza.
Pasta Cholula.
Pasta Palooza.
Jesus. Just come out and have some goddamn spaghetti.
Headshots now open Tuesday through Sunday at the corner of Flange and Hassenpfeffer.
Hi, Ron. Good morning, Ron.
Hello. We're talking to Dr. Corey Hunter, who is an interventional pain specialist at the Ainsworth Institute of Pain Management, assistant clinical professor at Mount Sinai. And Doug Rod is a patient, and we'll talk to him in just a second. He's got quite a service to our country. We appreciate that. Okay, let's talk about this chronic pain. This can come in all forms. What do we call chronic pain?
So chronic pain is any kind of a pain syndrome that lasts longer than 6 to 8 months.
Oh.
And what makes it so hard to treat is because it really, once the pain's stuck around for that long, it may not necessarily be in the place where it started. So something as simple as like a sprained ankle or a broken arm, after 6 to 8 months, it might not be coming from the ankle or the arm anymore. And because we don't really have any way to pinpoint where the pain is coming from anymore, it can make it very difficult to treat.
All right. And I assume that as medical technology advances, we find better ways to treat this, whereas maybe 10 years ago, the options were not there.
Yeah, correct. I mean, we've over time, you know, we've had a real, as everybody knows, developed a real reliance on opioid medications, which everybody knows we're in an opioid epidemic right now.
Yeah.
And with the particular therapy that we're talking about today is Abbott's DRG stimulator, which is really the first of its kind because, you know, it's a proven effective therapy that, you know, for the first time we can, you know, I can look a patient in the eye and tell them, like, there's a good chance I'm going to be able to give you your life back.
Wow. And this is no pills involved.
I beg your pardon?
There's no medication or pills involved?
Yeah, there's no medication. It's the easiest way to describe it is everybody's very familiar with like a cardiac pacemaker.
Sure.
Instead of using electrical signals for the heart, we're using these electrical impulses to alter pain signals in the nervous system.
Cool.
And what makes it so unique is we can use it to focus it on very specific body parts, like just the foot or just the knee, just the groin, just the pelvic region, and really concentrate the therapy just where patients need it.
Perfect. Now, Doug, you personally know what chronic pain is like. Tell us your story.
My story began probably about 45 years ago. I was a paratrooper, and I suffered a number of injuries that led to surgeries. Eventually, I had a knee replaced. I had to have another revision to that replacement, and I was doing very well about 10 years ago, and I was involved in a motor vehicle accident where a car ran a red light, and that car hit me right where my left knee was up against the door, at which point I spent the next 10 or 11 months in and out of the hospital having that leg reconstructed. That condition or that situation led to the complex regional pain syndrome that constant swelling, constant pain. I just could not control it. So it was treated with medication, a lot of medication. Used a cane on occasion, but that's pretty much it.
So you've seen both ends of treatment, being treated with medication and then getting into this DRG therapy, and I assume it's like night and day for you.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know that there are enough adjectives to describe how beneficial the DRG therapy is. I had that implanted the day after Thanksgiving last year, and I have been on opioids for approximately 10 years with this condition. In February, the second week of February was the last dose of any kind of medication that I've had to take to deal with pain.
Wow. That's fantastic.
It really is. Yeah. It's life-changing.
It reminds me of those prayer tent things where the guy stands up there in the front and says, "You are healed," and then all of a sudden you get up and you start walking. I mean, it's not that, but the supposed results are quite similar.
It's like a light switch on.
Yeah, that's great. So, doctor, is this widely accepted? Is this a new therapy that one must seek out, or is this well-known amongst those who perform it?
I think pain doctors are learning more and more about it. It was became commercially available in the United States in 2016.
Oh, that's
and
new.
it's something that I think now it's gaining a lot of traction because doctors are seeing just how unbelievably effective it is. There's a lot of different treatments in pain management,
mm-hmm.
But I mean, I can honestly tell you there's nothing that I've seen that's this effective so consistently.
Wow.
The amount of doctors that are using it's growing.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, if somebody wants to find a doctor in their community,
you
can go to the website aboutyourpain.com. You can learn a little bit more about the DRG stimulator. See if you're a candidate for it, but find a doctor in your area and then go see for yourself if this is the right therapy for you.
See, we do a lot of interviews with a lot of doctors and a lot of therapies and resolves, this is a situation where you almost have to educate your doctor because it is so new. So I guess that's why you're here with us today, to tell the patient that there are resolves other than what may be offered to you, and to seek out those other resolves with the proper specialist.
That's right. We have too big of a reliance on addictive medications,
mm-hmm.
and opioids.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, there's two ways to deal with it as a pain management doctor. There's intervention and prevention.
Yeah.
So many patients are already come to us, and pain doctors are already on a lot of medications. So with Abbott's DRG stimulator, we can treat their pain so effectively that they may not need to be on the opioids anymore, like what Doug described.
Yes.
Or because it is so effective, we have such confidence in it, we can try it earlier in patients and hopefully treat them before they even need to have a medication at all.
I mean, that's the bottom line. Get them off the opiates or don't even start them on it if you don't have to, and there are other alternatives. And
that's right.
Thank God now there are, now that we realize the danger of opioids. Well, thank you so much. Again, where a person would go to get this information?
So again, go to the website aboutyourpain.com, and you can, it has a physician finder in there, so you can find a doctor in your area who's an expert in DRG therapy and review your condition, your case specifically, and see if it's right for you.
Perfect. Dr. Corey Hunter, Doug Rod, thank you so much for the information. You probably helped a lot of people here, and we appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Well, that'll do it for me today. That's enough of me for one day. I've had all I can take of myself. See, you've got the luxury of going off now and doing something else. I've got to live with myself all day like this. You think it's easy? It's not. Snot. Snot. It's tough. Try being me. I wouldn't want to be you, I'll tell you that right now. I guess it's a lesser of two evils. I spent most of my life with the lesser of two evils. These have been my choices. It's like a presidential election between Trump and Clinton. It's the lesser of two evils. Oddly enough, the worst of two evils was chosen. Two evils nonetheless. Most of my life is choosing between two evils. Should I have the fatty duck? Or should I have the high cholesterol cream cheese with whole milk? Lesser of two evils. Should I cut off both my legs or saw myself in half? Lesser of two evils. It's difficult. It's difficult. Should I go to that party where I hate everybody? Or should I stay home and hate everybody from here? That's a clear choice, stay home and hate everybody from here. That wasn't so difficult. But most of the other choices are quite odd and bizarre. Do you ever go to a place and they say, you gotta go to a restaurant? Do you ever go to a restaurant? the server comes over. Are you ready to order? Yes, I am. What would you like? I can come back. No, I know what I want. Okay, what can I get for you? Well, can I start you off with a drink? Yes, that's a great idea. Okay, what would you like? Would you like to see our wine list? Sure. May I suggest the Bordeaux? Sure. Would you like that? Yes. Would you care for a cocktail? Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Here's our signature cocktails. These are the cocktails that we put our signature on it. Oh, okay. Let's see. Any of them look appealing to you, sir? Do you have margaritas? Yes, we do. Do you want the house margarita or the premium margarita?